Why don't you tell us, we'll look at it from your perspective first, what excited you about Boise State and said, this is the best place out of all the offers I have?
There's a lot of reasons. The atmosphere is just unbelievable. The fan base especially, there's no better place to play, I feel like. And just along with how great the coaches and players were, I could tell that they were definitely close-knit, and I'm just excited to join the family.
What was it that Coach Hill and Coach Harsin, they came and visited your house, what was their presentation like, and what did you think maybe sat best with you as far as looking forward to making this your choice?
Well, when they came, I had a bunch of family over, so just being able to see them, communicate and get along with all them, that was very important to me, and just seeing their vision, and you can tell just when they walk in the room the type of culture that they present and want to keep going, and it's something I want to be a part of.
Riley, take us through the entire recruiting process with Boise State. It looks like it's been a little squirrely for the last couple of weeks. I know Brock Purdy's been on the list. You've been on the list. What have coaches been telling you about the process? I know both of you were offered, and then there were some timing issues about who was going to visit. How did all that work out behind the scenes?
Well, they just started, they kind of came in late, early January. So I started talking to them, and it was kind of between me and Brock, and we both kind of just lit up on the market with all these other schools as well. So it was just kind of who felt that they fit best, and Brock was going in the first week, and I had a chance to meet with him and kind of text back with him, and he's a great guy, so we got to talk about that. And so he went the first week, and then I went to Rice the first week, and then we just kind of started blowing up with other offers, and then I decided to go the second week, and he took some more offers and got more interest, so he kind of moved on, and I got there, and I just couldn't see myself at any other program.
Looks like in the last couple of days, you've had some offers from Pitt and Illinois, if I remember correctly. How serious were those offers, or do we just kind of go back to the comforting fact that it looks like you were really on Boise State the whole time?
Yeah, it was nice. I was actually really into Boise State right after my visit, came back, got Pitt, and they were on top of it, and they wanted me to come up this weekend, and I flirted with the idea a little bit just because it's a Power Five, and just kind of that's kind of the dream I've had. But after meeting with him, I just kind of still felt that gut feeling that I wanted to play for Boise State and be a Bronco.
Riley Smith joining us from Jacksonville, Florida, Bartram Trail High School. Riley, why don't you tell us a little about your game? We've seen some of your highlights. Looks like you're tall. You got long legs. You run well. Looks like you throw well. So what are we getting? What are we going to see from you?
Somebody who can make all the plays with his arm. And when he needs to, he can use his legs, get out of situations, and make things happen. And then just someone who's a field general on the field, and competitive enough, and will do whatever it takes to win.
6'5", looks like you got a really nice throw. You can obviously run as well. When you come to college, though, do we call you a dual threat back, quarterback? Do you want to run in college, or is that more of a nature of what you did in high school?
No, yes, sir. I would rather be called a pocket passer that can use his legs when he needs to. So running won't be my number one go-to. I want to sit in the pocket and let my receivers make plays, but if something happens, I'm going to use my instincts and find a way to make plays.
So what's the plan, Riley, coming here in early summer? Is that the plan?
We're still kind of figuring it out. Coach Hill's coming back next weekend, and we're going to kind of talk about everything, so I'll either come early June or early July.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the semester has started now, so coming in early, as some of them have, not in the plans then, obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm not early enrolling or anything, so I'm going to wait for summer, yes, sir.
What are your expectations at Boise State? Obviously, Brett Rypien's coming in. You'll be a true freshman. I'm assuming you don't expect to play this season, but how fast do you want to play? There's other competition going on. There's other quarterbacks. There's always going to be competition, so how do you like to embrace competition, and what are your expectations when you get here?
Well, I'll probably redshirt my first year and just use Brett as a mentor. I know he knows a lot about the game, and he's very successful, so I'm going to sit back, learn from him the best I can, and get to know the offense And, yeah, I love competition. As you might know from my high school, me and Joey Gatewood, we competed with each other every day. So being able to come from a school like that and feed up on that competition, I'm very excited. Competition is something I really feed off of, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What is your, we've heard talk that you have a connection, you and your family have a connection to Boise. What is that?
Yeah, so my dad grew up in Boise from when he was really young to his senior year of high school, and then he moved down to Boca Raton, Florida. But yeah, he lived there, and he absolutely loved it. He still has some friends up there, so it's awesome.
Now, had you been to Boise prior to when they brought you in for a visit?
No, sir, I had not.
And so what was your impression when you were here of the town, the facilities, the school, et cetera?
It was way more than I expected. Being a Florida kid, you hear Idaho and you don't know much about it, but being able to get up there, it wowed me. Being able to see the campus and the city and the river and everything, it was beautiful, and I can't wait to get up there.
It's a long ways between Florida and Boise, and the last couple quarterbacks that have committed to Boise out of Florida, it didn't work out. You don't need to know the history. It doesn't even really matter. Were you ever concerned about the geographic length, the weather changes, and are you the kind of guy that's going to come here, and we're not going to hold you to it, but are you the kind of guy that's going to stick around for 4 or 5 years?
Yes, sir. That's the plan. I'm originally from Denver, so the weather won't be a problem, but my parents and I have a great support system, so they're fine with me heading up there, and the plans to stick around is all the way through. I'm 100% all in, so I'm going to play it out.
Have you gotten to know any of the other recruits? I know a lot of times when everybody's getting recruited for the first week in February, there a lot of them are on the phone. Have any of the recruits that have signed in December, have they reached out to you? Have you become friendly with any of them?
Yeah, so I met the three linebackers that early enrolled when I was on my official visit. Those were great guys. And then after I committed, I got added to some group chats with the commits, and they're great guys. I've been talking to Andrew Van Buren a lot too, so he's an awesome dude, and I'm just excited to join the family of these dudes.
How did the new recruiting process, the new recruiting rules work for you? Obviously, there's one now in December. There's one in February. You chose to go the traditional route, and it looks like it paid off for you. What are your, from the student-athlete perspective, what are the pros and cons of the new recruiting rules?
Well, it definitely adds a little more stress as coaches start to come in last second and try to recruit, and there's obviously a lot of coaching changes at the end of the season to prepare themselves for this early signing process. So it's definitely added a little more stress and some tempo to it, but it put me in the right place. I just kind of stayed patient and trusted the process and trusted God had a plan for me, so it worked out, and I'm excited.
From what we read, you had some Ivy League offers, including Princeton. Obviously, you're a pretty smart guy. How does that translate into football IQ for you? And did you ever even consider those kinds of schools? Was that more of a backup plan based on the education, and you just wanted to play football at the highest level?
Yes, sir. Originally, I had actually all the Ivy League offers, and we took some visits up there, but I realized that I want to compete at the highest level possible. So being able to go to Boise is obviously one of the best football cultures and competition out there. And just academically in the classroom, translating onto the field, I put a lot of hours in studying film. I study defense like I'm studying for a test. So I prepare myself as well as possible to be successful.
Idea what you want to major in?
I'm not sure. I was thinking something business, maybe sports management is something I'm pretty interested in. I originally was thinking architectural engineering, but after kind of talking with everybody, I realized it's a pretty hard deal. But we'll see how it goes when I get on there.